This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for today's show.
We've got a great guest with us today, Jennifer. Sabrina Bengel is the current chair of the Alumni Association Board of Directors.
She sure is, Paul, and she's also an entrepreneur and has done a lot of work down in her hometown of New Bern for tourism and maintaining the city, and we'll talk with her in just a few minutes.
Absolutely. But first, let's talk about what's going on at the Alumni Association.
Yeah, well, it's November 1st, Paul. Can you believe it?
I can't. And it's a game weekend.
It is.
But there's not a game.
Not a game today.
So actually tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
That's right. And the Knights of Central Florida is who the Pirates are going to be taking on tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock. And I think that's going to be on ESPN, right?
It is. It's going to be the Sunday night game on ESPN. And you know what else November means, at least this year? November means it's the month for homecoming. Homecoming 2008 is coming up next weekend.
Yeah, and wow. I feel like we've been talking about that for so long, and now it's finally going to be here.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great weekend. And if you haven't registered for the many events that the Alumni Association and the various schools and colleges and departments have planned for that weekend, then be sure to log on to piratealumni.com/homecoming or call us at the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD by Monday to let us know that you'll be participating.
So, and just for those of you who might have missed it in previous episodes, let's run through the schedule for the weekend real quick, Paul, to remind everybody what's going on.
Sure, we get everything started Friday afternoon with our lunch, and then following the lunch, which will take place in the Mendenhall Student Union from 11:30 to 12:30, there'll be a bus tour of campus. While simultaneously with the bus tour on campus, there is we begin our ECU classroom experiences with history professor Dr. Gerald Propkowitz, who will discuss his book, Did Lincoln Own Slaves? And other frequently asked questions about Abraham Lincoln. We have a couple other classroom opportunities too, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's right. The Greenville mayor, Pat Dunn, who's a 1958 graduate, she's going to share her vision for Greenville and, of course, talk a little bit about East Carolina and how the university plays a role in the city. Lieutenant General Gary North is one of our Outstanding Alumni Award recipients, and he's going to talk a little bit about his experience in the Air Force. And then also, the last classroom experience of the day on Friday is to explore the ECU Special Collections and Archives.
Absolutely. And then later that evening is one of our signature events at the Alumni Association. It's the Alumni Award Ceremony and Dinner, be held at the Hilton Greenville. The cocktail reception will start at 6 o'clock. Dinner and awards begin at 7, and we will recognize four Outstanding Alumni Award recipients, retired U.S. Naval Captain David Fitzgerald, Reverend Kenneth Hammond, Dr. Jerry McGee, and Air Force Lieutenant General Gary North. We have a Distinguished Service Award recipient, former Chair of the Board of Trustees, Steve Schofany. And then we have two Honorary Alumni Award recipients, Charles Rogers and Dr. Richard and Mrs. Joanne Aiken. This is going to be a wonderful event to congratulate and support this year's award recipients. If you would like to attend, give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD or locally at 328-6072 to reserve tickets. Now, we have these award recipients. How can someone nominate someone for these awards?
Well, it's really easy. Of course, you can always call us at the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD. Or the easiest thing to do right at your computer, right in your own home, is to visit us at piratealumni.com/awards-process, and you can download an application for a nomination application for anyone. And anybody can nominate someone for one of our awards. So we really look forward to getting those. And today is the deadline.
It is.
For 2009.
So if you get it to us, if you fax it to us and it's there on Monday, we'll accept that nomination.
Right, but we take them all year round.
Absolutely.
So if we receive one on November 5th, then we'll just put it in the pot for the 2010 batch. So we really hope that you'll nominate someone today.
Absolutely, and when Friday evening comes to a close, we'll get up early Saturday morning with the open house breakfast at the Alumni Center at 9 a.m., followed by the homecoming parade at 10, and then from 1 to 3 is the homecoming alumni tailgate there right outside of Minji's Gate 2. And then later into Saturday, boy, there's a lot going on.
Later Saturday, really,
we get to cheer on the Pirates as they take on the thundering herd of Marshall.
That's right. And then in the evening, we've got some great reunions happening for a couple of affinity groups that are involved with our Alumni Association. the Black alumni will be hosting a reunion at the City Hotel and Bistro, and then the ECTC and ECC Dinner and Dance featuring the Collegians, which also honors the class of 1958, our 50th Golden alumni. That's going to be at the Hilton on Saturday evening. So, again, be sure to check out piratealumni.com/homecoming for details about all of our 2008 activities, including those being hosted by departments and colleges and schools. And we really hope that you're going to be back in Greenville this coming weekend.
That's right. And stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Alumni Association Board Chair and entrepreneur extraordinaire Sabrina Bangle after these messages. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details. You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to welcome the 2008-2009 Chair of the East Carolina Alumni Association Board of Directors, Sabrina Bangle. Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, I know this story, and it's an interesting story, but I'm going to let you tell it to the listeners. Why don't you tell folks how you became an East Carolina Pirate?
Well, it happened a few years ago. I came to East Carolina University. Really what I thought for was going to be maybe a semester. I was dabbling in the field of sports medicine back in the day when it was a new career. And came to East Carolina because they were well known for that program. And the very first week I got here, got a very interesting blind date that became my husband. So I ended up staying at East Carolina, and my love for the university has just stuck with me all these years. So I'm a very proud pirate right now.
Well, are there any professors or mentors that you had while you were here at East Carolina that impacted your life or your education?
Well, I tell you, it was Ronnie Barnes. Ronnie was in the sports medicine program, and from the minute I met him, we became just wonderful friends, and I just loved his spirit, and his love for Eastern North Carolina as well as the university was just overwhelming to me. And we became lifelong friends. Of course, in the summertime, he was in New York, which is my hometown, with the New York Giants at their training camp. So when I was home in the summer, I would get to see him. I had the great opportunity to go to the Giants training camp and meet some of the players, and he became part of our family, and we are still to this day great friends. So he's probably the person that I really think about when I think of East Carolina.
Now, Sabrina, this next question might be a tough one for you for how long you've been a Pirate, but and there's probably been so many great memories that you've had over the years, but talk about your favorite memory from your time being affiliated with East Carolina University.
Well, really, I think homecoming was really just a wonderful memory for me. Of course, I was born and raised right outside of New York City, grew up in that area, and when I came to the South, it was a really different experience for me, and homecoming was so wonderful. The floats, I'd never seen anything like that. We just didn't have that at my school growing up. And to see the floats and the fraternities and sororities and everybody get so into homecoming, it was really, it was an exciting time for me. And to be in the stands of the football stadium and the passion that, you know, Pirate fans and alumni of East Carolina have, that's what really attracted me. How much these people love their university and that sense of ownership in the area and the region. It was just, it was a great experience for me, and that's probably my fondest memory.
We're talking with entrepreneur Sabrina Bengel, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, Sabrina, you are extremely involved in the preservation and restoration of your hometown of New Bern, hometown where you live now. Tell us about some of the projects that you've worked on to keep history alive in New Bern.
Well, thank you for asking that, because that is something that I am extremely proud of. New Bern is a wonderful historic community with so many rich resources and assets that Steve and I have been really proud and honored to be part of the restoration of downtown New Bern. Back in the early 80s, we purchased our first property there and started buying other properties when downtown New Bern was really kind of dying and nobody wanted to buy down there. But we just saw a wonderful opportunity. We saw the potential that this downtown area could have. And with others, we worked together to start restoring buildings and making it the wonderful downtown that it is, to the point where 6 years ago, we restored the second story of a building in downtown New Bern, and it's our home now. So we live on the second floor. There's retail below us. We live on the second floor, and it's wonderful. We walk out the door, and we get to have dinner and coffee, and we can shop. But we've got so many wonderful firsts in New Bern. You know, we were the first colonial capital. The first bank was there, the first money printed. We have the first chartered fire department in the state of North Carolina, and, of course, it is the birthplace of Pepsi-Cola, which we are so proud of. We have Caleb Bradham's actual drugstore location where you can come in and sit and have a Pepsi. And I'm really proud of our great ECU supporters, the Minji's family, Minji's Bottling Group, who obtained this property and got the store up and going. And we're really excited to have it in downtown New Bern.
Now, Sabrina, having worked with you for a few years now, I know that you have a passion for East Carolina and for the Pirates, but I also know that you have a passion for the travel and tourism industry, even so much as in a prior life, owning a travel agency. Talk down there in New Bern. Talk a little bit about your company and talk a little bit about how travel and tourism really impacts the city's economy.
Well, another great question. Thank you. You're asking me about all my favorite things. Yes, travel and tourism. Right now, it is the number two industry in the city and the county, Craven County and the city of New Bern. And it's a great industry to be in. I've been proud to serve on the Tourism Development Authority two different times, and twice in those years that I served as chairman, and it's been a wonderful experience. I did own a travel agency for many years, and from that I grew another business, because I had the job of sending people away, sending them on vacation, and then I started to realize, gosh, New Bern's this wonderful attraction in itself. We have so much history here. We have the Tryon Palace and all these wonderful areas that I should start bringing people to New Bern. And 15 years ago, I started New Bern Tours and Convention Services, which is the home of the New Bern Trolley. And our trolley car does tours of the historic district. And that has been a wonderful opportunity for me to get people in our community and show them all the wonderful things we have. But tourism is growing every day. I was also the chairman of the Convention Center project, where we built a convention center and opened it in 2000. and that has really seen tourism jump in our community. It's bringing people from the outside area, and what people love about New Bern when they come for a convention is that they can park their car at the hotel, they can walk to the convention center, to restaurants, to shopping. We just have a wonderful, convenient city surrounded by two beautiful rivers. So the setting is perfect, and we're a wonderful draw, and we continue to grow on that. Of course, in 2010, we will celebrate the 300th anniversary of the founding of New Bern. We will also open up the North Carolina History Education Center, and we're going to have lots of things happening in that 300th anniversary, and I hope you'll invite me back then to talk about it more and what's going to happen.
Well, gosh, Sabrina, you really are involved in so many, many things. And you mentioned earlier about the birthplace of Pepsi store in downtown New Bern. Why is that endeavor important to you and to the city?
Well, Pepsi is a worldwide product. People know the name. They recognize it. So that is a wonderful draw to the city. And the fact that it was born right here in our downtown area by a very humble pharmacist, Kayla Bradham, who was trying to mix something up that would be, you know, healthy and delicious and was a soft drink compared to a hard drink of the day. And in 1898, he concocted something called Brad's Drink. By 1903, it was trademarked as Pepsi-Cola. And by 1910, he had 250 distributors distributing and bottling Pepsi in 24 states. I mean, that's a wonderful story to tell, and look at the product it has become today. So we are very proud that it started right in New Bern, downtown on the corner of Middle and Pollock Street, and you can come and visit the actual birthplace of Pepsi-Cola.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Alumni Association Board Chair Sabrina Bengel. Now, prior to being elected as Board Chair, you served on the Executive Committee as Vice Chair and Treasurer. What changes have you seen in the Alumni Association during your 7 years of service that you feel are impacting the university's alumni and friends?
Well, the best thing I think we've done is we've become a membership organization, and we are seeing the transition from a group that was there but maybe not recognized to being a very active, vital part of our university for both our undergraduates and our alumni. I mean, it's great. Our Alumni Association is everywhere on the campus. The Pirate Walk, the freshmen moving in, the ring ceremonies, the wonderful things that they do for undergraduates as well as the wonderful services we offer to alumni. If you're out there listening today and you don't know a lot about the Alumni Association, you know, check out our website, piratealumni.com. You get great information, and you need to reconnect. I think the best thing for Steve and I was when we reconnected back to the university. You know, we got married, we had children, we were starting careers, raising our family, and it just seemed like we lost touch with our university, and somebody invited us one day. It was as simple as somebody saying, hey, come to a football game with me. I've got some extra tickets. We went over there. We started seeing friends we knew. We realized how much we had missed over the years with the university, and we were in a position at that point to start giving back, and we immediately, you know, asked to step up to the plate and get involved, and I'm offering that to everybody who's out there listening today to take the opportunity to come back, reconnect, and get involved, because the alumni will give you the opportunity to reconnect with friends you may have not seen in a lot of years. It'll give you the opportunity to serve, which is what our school is all about, and it'll give you resources back to maybe the school or college you were in. I mean, if you love athletics, you can reconnect. If you love the School of Music, the School of Art, whatever your interests are, you can come back to East Carolina and get involved in it.
Now, Sabrina, as someone who is as business savvy as you, always has a plan. So what is your plan or vision for the Alumni Association while you're chair?
Well, my vision is to try to reach out to as many alumni as possible and get them to reconnect. Find what spark they have for the university and try to cultivate that and bring them back. You know, Paul, I know you're there, but I'm going to suck up a little bit and tell you what a wonderful job you and your staff are doing. I mean, they make it so easy to be part of this Alumni Association, and I just want to applaud all of their efforts, everything they're doing. So my vision is to keep going in the same direction that we're going, but make sure we're really reaching out to everybody. I mean, we're worldwide now. Our alumni are everywhere, and I want to try very hard in this next year to reconnect as many people as possible back to the university, find what their passion is, and make it happen for them.
Well, Sabrina, you know, I appreciate the compliment, and I have the privilege and actual luxury of working with some very talented people, Jennifer across the table from me, and
thank you.
Doug Smith and Liz Ellerby, and all the folks that we have at the Alumni Association who, in the end, help make me look like I'm doing a good job by the work they're doing.
Well, it's fun. Very fun work.
But the other thing that makes it so easy, makes our job so easy, is that we have tremendous support from alumni like you. And Sabrina, you mentioned that we are a membership organization. You and Steve were the first to really step up and say, you know, we want to support this membership program. We want to become Centennial Pirates. And for those folks out there who don't know what a Centennial Pirate is, it's the endowment level of membership in the Alumni Association. It's those folks who commit and give $5,000 to really support the Alumni Association forever. That money goes into an endowment and will support alumni programs and services now in perpetuity. Sabrina, talk a little bit about what really drove you and Steve to make that decision so early on.
Well, again, it was our support for the university and the good work that the Alumni Association is doing. That endowment is going to help scholarships for our undergrads. I think that's really important. Also, too, it gives the opportunity for people, again, to serve the university. It was our way of serving the university. And, you know, Paul, whether you become an annual member, a lifetime member, a Centennial Pirate, this is the opportunity for people to get involved. I want people to understand that it's so important to serve our university because it served us. We would not be where we were at if it wasn't for the education we had received from East Carolina, the people we met, the mentors we had. They impacted our life in some way, and now it's our turn to give back. The one thing I want to mention about East Carolina that is so important, and with my work in New Bern as well, is that the outreach they are making in Eastern North Carolina, the economic development resources that they are providing for the area, they are a force in Eastern North Carolina. They're helping to create jobs. They're helping to train nurses and other areas that we need. So it was so easy for Steve and I to say, yes, we want to commit. We want to be part of the excitement of East Carolina. And so it was easy to become a Centennial Pirate. And if you're out there and you're thinking about it, call us, email us. We want you to be involved at the level from Centennial Pirate to lifetime to annual member. But, you know, step up to the plate and get involved. It'll be a decision that'll be well worth your time and effort.
We've been talking with the chair of the East Carolina Alumni Association, Sabrina Bengel. We'd like to thank you for talking with us today, Sabrina, and for letting us pass along your story to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree, and for that we truly thank you.
Well, thank you, and the most important thing I want to say is go Pirates. I mean, how exciting. Nothing better. I have to tell you, my favorite moment is, and I hurry into the stadium every week so that I can see the little video of the pirate ship coming into the water and the smoke coming out and the pirate coming out.
It kind of gives you goosebumps, huh?
It does, and it's so exciting to see them run on the field. I mean, what better sense of pride and excitement can you have than to hear that arg and hear see those pirates running on the field. And I'm excited to be a pirate, and go Pirates.
Well, stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Help ECU honor its best at the 2008 Alumni Awards Ceremony on Friday, November 7th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know a graduate or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Honorary, or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573. 252-328-9573.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnegie at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show. What a wow. Everything that Sabrina's doing, it's just unbelievable, whether it's here on campus or down in New Bern.
Yeah. Well, New Bern's it's a great town, and gosh, if you've never been there, you should go.
Yeah, she's definitely put her stamp on that city there. Well, now's the time in our show where we ask the question, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But Jennifer, did you know the Alumni Association recognizes alumni achievement?
I did know that.
Yes, because you listened to the first part of the show. Just like we'll do on Friday at our annual award set, just like we did. Or we'll do.
We will do.
We will do it.
This coming Friday.
This coming Friday at our annual award ceremony and dinner. The most effective way to increase the value of an East Carolina degree is to showcase the accomplishments of our scores of alumni. The Alumni Association is dedicated to recognizing these great pirates through our awards program and our alumni magazine, Sawire, and right here on A Pirate's Life for Me radio show. Highlighting alumni achievement brings credibility to the university's many programs and makes East Carolina desirable to those with similar aspirations. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
Well, and as we mentioned earlier, the Pirates don't play today, but they are on the road tomorrow in Orlando, Florida for a Sunday night game against UCF. And even though the game is on Sunday, Paul, that doesn't mean that Pirate Radio will not cover all your ECU football information. Pirate Radio is still your home for ECU football. The Budweiser pregame tailgate starts at 4 o'clock. And then when the fourth quarter ends, the Thad's fifth quarter call-in show begins.
And that will go on until early Monday morning. Be sure to join us next Saturday on November 8th when our guest will be Charles Rogers, a 2008 Alumni Award recipient. Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
I think we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up behind each other.